Author's note. My life. What a trip it's been so far. Like most people, I've had enough ups and downs in my life to drive a man crazy. Like most people, my heart has been beaten up pretty badly throughout the years by myself and by others. Like most people, many of the things that I've chased after in my life have left me feeling empty and unsatisfied. Unlike most people, I had a childhood dream to become a rock star that came true. I was able to do what I wanted to do, go where I wanted to go, and buy what I wanted to buy. Unlike most people, I gave all this up. My music, my band, my career, everything. When I had an encounter with God. After that, all I wanted to do was focus on my future, sweeping everything from my past under the rug and moving on with my new life. Or, at least that was my plan until a friend suggested that I write a book about my life. At first, I didn't know how I felt about that. I didn't know if I wanted to dig up all the painful memories from my past, because they were just that, the past. As a new follower of Christ, I had been undertaking the process of crucifying my past and starting a new chapter in my life. I mean, why would I want to relive the past if I'm trying to forget it? Well, I prayed about it. And after a lot of thought, I came to the conclusion that exposing all the darkness from my past would be part of my healing process. I also came to see that discussing some of the stupid things I've done might save a lot of people from going down the same roads of destruction that I traveled on. It was with this goal of helping others that I decided to write my story, to share some of my inner demons with others so that perhaps you or someone you know can avoid the trouble that I came to know all too well. That's my heart's intention anyway. Don't get me wrong, my past wasn't all bad. I had some good times, but most of those always seemed to lead me into trouble. Another reason I really wanted to write this book is to help explain to my family, friends, and fans how I came to this major decision to drop everything and follow Christ. You see, I was a master at hiding my pain and anguish from absolutely everyone. I was always the one who made everyone laugh. Everyone except myself, that is. I would always act like a goofball, appearing to be a normal, happy guy when I was around people, but it was all a front to cover up the internal prison that my heart was in. Behind closed doors, I was a very depressed, lost soul.